Praise the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Listen, and listen very well. The parable in Matthew 13, verse 47, can we read it? If not for William Branham, my wife would have been Reverend Dr. Mrs. Clara Ebele Alu. And she will have been called Mommy Joe. Mommy Joe, why wave your hand, Mommy Joe? If she sent for you, merely you go, you kneel down, look down. Mommy Joe. Praise the Lord. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a net. A net that was cast into the sea and gathered of every kind, which when it was full, they drew to shore and sat down and gathered the good into vessels, but cast the bad away. Praise the Lord. So shall it be at the end of the world. I want to show you something, especially you who asked me that question. The angels shall come forth and sever the wicked from among the just. Hallelujah. And shall cast them into the furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Now, have this scripture at the back of your mind. When we go to chapter 13, that same chapter 13, Matthew, the first parable there, the first or second parable there. Now, that's the second parable. Now, I want you to understand what that verse 47 is in relation to the seventh church age. Another parable from verse 24. Matthew 13 from verse 24. Let me just explain this and we pray. Another parable put him forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which soweth good seed in his field. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. But when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. So the servants of the household came and said to him, sir, did not thou sow good seed in thy field? From whence then had it tares? He said unto them, an enemy has done this. The servant said unto him, will thou then that we go and gather them up? But he said, nay, lest while you gather up the tares, you root up also the wheat with them. Let both grow together until when? Until when? Until the harvest. And in the time of harvest, I will say to the reapers, somebody shout reapers, go ye together first. Go ye together first. Gather ye together first the tares and bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn. Then go to verse 36 now, the interpretation. Verse 36. Then Jesus sent the multitude away, because he said it in a crusade. I went into the house, and his disciples came unto him, saying, declare unto us the parable of the tares of the field. What do you mean by that parable? See the interpretation now. He answered and said unto them, he that soweth the good seed is the Son of Man. Who is that? Who is that Son of Man? Christ Jesus. The field is the world. The good seed are the children of the kingdom. But the tares are the children of the wicked one. But planted together in the same seed. And that seed, that place is the church. Verse 39. The enemy that soweth them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the world. And the reapers are who? The angels. As therefore the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, so shall it be in the end of this world. The Son of Man shall send forth his angels. And they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend, and them which do iniquity, and shall cast them into a furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. And said, who had ears to hear? Let him hear. Do you notice that the separation of the wheat and the tares, they are all angels from Jesus himself? Eh? It's a point I'm bringing out to somebody hearing me for the first time. Oh. Hallelujah. He said at the end of the world, he will send his servants to separate the wheat from the tares. And when will he do it? At the end of the world. And the end of the world here is the end of his agenda for the salvation of mankind. And that takes place in the seventh church age. So, verse 47 now will become meaningful to you. Again, I'm reading that again. We have read it earlier. Verse 47. Again, the kingdom of heaven, and this is the seventh parable, and this is the seventh church age, known as the Laodicean church age. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a net that was cast into the sea and gathered of every kind, correct? So it gathered both the wheat and it gathered also the tares. The net there, hallelujah, in the seventh church age, this is the age of the full manifestation of the full word. This is the age that all that was scattered by that woman using that level, this is the age that was completed. The restoration process was completed. Justification was restored. Holiness is restored. And the full gifts in the church that was destroyed for almost 1,000 years, this is the age that is restored. And he did it. This is the age that you saw mighty crusades that span round the whole world. This is the age where you see an unusual anointing that was released from 1906, from the Azusa Revival. The healing anointing was restored. The miracle signs and wonders were restored. And mighty crusades and revival swept around the whole world. Mighty preachers, mighty, you know, evangelists that went around the whole world, and we saw what this world had never seen before. What we saw in the book of Acts, in the manifestations of the power of the Holy Ghost, happened in this seventh church age when the gifts were restored. And so, with a move like that, all manner of group of people began to become Christians. Everybody is a Christian. The wheat and the tares mixed together. The genuine ones that came to Christ, they were there. And the ones that he sent and also planted, using his own ministers, all of them, he caught the gospel, caught all manner of people. And then he says, verse 48, which when it was full, drew to the shore and sat down and gathered the good into vessels, but cast the bad away. So shall it be at the end of the world. The angels, who are the reapers, shall come forth and divide and separate, sever the wicked from among the just. The seventh church age. So that you will understand the usual anointing that is moving now all over the world. Don't just be quick to call every one of them devilo, devilo. Wait, even if na devil, God call Pharaoh his servant. God calls Cyrus his servant. Even God used an animal to talk to Balaam. That animal was his servant. So when God said, I will send my servants, Ezekiel chapter 14 says, if a prophet be deceived, I, the Lord, have deceived that prophet. Correct? And after he has used the prophet to deceive the people, what will he do to the prophet? He will turn around and do what? And destroy him. But he's the one that was using the prophet. This is the age. It is the age where the various groups will be gathering. The tares and the wheat. And it will be done by his servants. And let me tell you, I have said it several times. Every pastor is a reaper. Is an angel to come and gather one group or the other. Your pastor, whoever he is, let me not call names now, is a reaper. The pastor of your church is a reaper. For the purpose of clarification, Adeboye is a reaper. Mwoka is a reaper. Who again? The Pope of Rome is a reaper. Proper reaper. Who again? T.B. Joshua is a reaper. Who again? Moses Alu is a reaper. I am a reaper, a servant of God. Oyakilome is a reaper. Chris Okote is a reaper. Every pastor that has a followership, he is a reaper from God. To do what? To gather a certain group. Every one of us, we are either gathering the tares or we are gathering the wheat. That is the mystery. Every one of us, every preacher, by the crowd that is following you, and people who know the Bible, you can know whether this crowd is wheat or tares. The wheat, oh glory be to God. Hallelujah. So, how do we know now whether you are wheat or tares? It's in the Bible. It's not the anointing. Hallelujah. There is a characteristic. It's not. It's more than the life. It's more than the life. It's more than it. Now, in Matthew chapter 3, let's read it. Hallelujah. In Matthew chapter 3, verse 11 and verse 12, John the Baptist was saying, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. This is why I am going verse 12. Whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his flock and gather his wheat into the garner, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. He's talking about fan. He talked about the floor. Hallelujah. Now, he's taking us to Israel. Or rather, to East. The Eastern culture is here. Not Igbo East. Not Eastern Nigeria. Eh? It's East. East na East. When you go to farm to harvest, it's always at harvest time. Church, we are now at harvest time. When you go to your farm to harvest, you will carry the wheat. Is it only the wheat you carry and come? You will carry chaff also. You pack everything. You don't carry everything to heaven. You don't carry everything to your house. You don't carry everything to the storehouse. You don't carry everything to the barn. It will first pass through the threshing floor. A piece of rock, a place designed in that farm. You put everything there. He said, whose fan is in his hand? And he will thoroughly purge the floor. How do they separate the wheat from the chaff? There is a characteristic of the wheat and a characteristic of the chaff. The chaff, every wind can blow it away. Oh. It is so light. Miracle, signs and wonder. Today it is happening at the Kotu, the wind will blow them there. Now it is happening at the Shongo, the wind will blow them there. It is happening at the Jesha, heaven at last. They will rush there. Hallelujah. It's not happening in worry. The wind will blow them there. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So they will make a cloth. Two people, one at that side, this one at this side. Then the third person stays there. Praise the Lord. He has something he will use. And then he will lift up the harvest, throw it up. Then they will make wind with that cloth. Oh, as they lift it up. Now the one that falls in the threshing floor is the wheat, because it has wheat. So the chaff, the wind will blow it, it will fall out. Again, it will fall out. The one will remain, they go shake. Some real shaking. Use hunger. Use demolition of the church. Use everything. They do again. The thing will fall again. Then, when every chaff is separated from the wheat, then you carry the wheat in the rapture. And the chaff, what do you put? Fire of the tribulation that is coming. Oh, I don't know whether how many people understand what I'm saying. The separation is going on now. God's threshing floor is the Bible. It's our Bible. The wind of doctrine will blow. Now it is John ministry. They said there is another one in Ivory Coast. I forgot his name. You heard it. Did you hear about him? Something Kagu. And people are following him. There's somebody else that they say is in South Africa. He said he's the one that is the apostle. They said whether the comforter that will come, the one that will baptize with the Holy Ghost and fire. He said people don't understand that he is the one. So before you can have the Holy Ghost, you must go and meet him. He's the one to pronounce you. You are sealed. You can go. And people are following. In Nigeria here, one say he is John. He's John, he's John. I heard him. I am John. If you don't believe me, you can never go in the rapture. I say a lie. How we go in the rapture? Now you no go. Praise the Lord. Whatever wind of doctrine that is blowing, the one that makes you come to this Bible is evidence you are the wheat. This is God's threshing floor. This is where all those who will go in the rapture, this is where their faith will be. Anything you hold and it does not jab with this scripture is evidence you are a chaff. People were following the ministry of William Branham. He's the only prophet that made the double statement. And then he stand again and says, the one where I talk, the one that is jab with the Bible, if it doesn't jab with the Bible, say, throw it away. Take only the one I say that you can there with the Bible. But some are saying everything he says, thus said the Lord. He's infallible. He's this. They are chaff. Chaff to be blown away. Ready for the rain of fire to come upon them in the period of the tribulation. Listen, church. That is why, hallelujah, you see me preaching. We will continue to preach. This gospel that we preach is not for everybody. There are people that are ordained to listen to what I am saying. When they come across my ministry, something happens around them wherever they are. They get out of that denominational system. Come out of it. Follow what the Bible says. Follow the word. There are people today that are jumping their own. Where is it happening now? Very tough. Know nothing about God's plan for salvation. Tell me now, how has your relationship with God improved? And I've said something. Each time you leave one church for another, it is because you are looking for something better for your spiritual life. But some leave so that they will get position in a church. Hallelujah. Because why will you be here for 1 year and your life is not changing? The same way you came, that is how you are. You came to this church with your girlfriend. You are still sleeping with her. And you are all members. It's evidence. We don't have anything here that can affect you. I tell you, your life may become better if you go to Ikoto. There's a place for somebody. Everybody cannot be here. Everybody cannot be here. This place is not for everybody. I'm not driving you away. I'm only telling you the truth. So that you don't waste your time here. Can't you see that you cannot stop wearing trousers, sister? In this same place, others are dropping. In Europe, in America, all over, they hear us and they stop that. But you are sitting right here, you cannot. It's because your pastor is Oyakhilome. Not Pastor Moses. Go there, you will prosper, you will marry, you will get money. That is where you belong. I'm telling you the truth, sister. I love you. I don't want to waste your time here. Hallelujah. No, it's true now. You see, the reason why some brother here are not prospering is because the money you are putting in the offering box here is the money you thief from your master. If you put it here, it turns to a curse. Instead of your life to change, it will get worse. And yet, you cannot stop thieving. No matter how we talk here, pastor, they talk, oh, this, I must make it. You will never make it if you are here. That there are places you can go. Take it. Wow, you fall down some assault and make it. Why are you wasting your time here? Why are you wasting your time here? Two cannot work together. I said they agree. The angels that work in this ministry, they have nothing to do with people who don't believe what we stand for here. There are things we stand for in this ministry, and the angels for it, they're the ones that are here. There are things in Christ's embassy that they believe. All of them believe the same thing. If you wear skirt, go to some of those churches, you are odd. Come on, sister. Come on. What's wrong with you, man? My God is a good God. I must look fine, man. I must look fine. Waiting. The angels that are there, they are there for that purpose. Take it. The next day, the thing where you define, you will get them. Instead, you call the sit down for here, they waste your time. Keep the trousers for house. They can't dress like us. They curse you. They curse you. They force you come. Anybody force you come here? Why are you wasting your time? You're not even sincere with yourself.
There are places that have seat for you. Here, there is no seat for you. The angel will pass you. Wallahi, the angel will pass you. You won't have anything to do with you. If you fall down, if anointing catch you here, and you don't wear trousers, it is evidence that you are a seed of God, but a stubborn one. And when the Bible says it shall not be well with the wicked, that wicked there is not talking of ritual killers. It's people who are coming to church and refuse to follow the word of God. A man, they come this kind of church, still they beat his wife. They come this church, they chase another woman. And they come this kind of church. Then you are coming for deliverance. To deliver you from what? From which prophet pick you, say, now your grandmama they do you. And the prophet is not lying. Your grandmama they do you. And why they succeed to do you? Because you are not under the blood. So your grandmama will deal with you. So not true. And the prophet will tell you, go and do 3 days, 3 days midnight. Do you know such people, they can't even do the 3 days night? The reason they can't do the 3 days night is because while they're doing the night, their girlfriends lie down in the room. They're, honey, finish now, come. They are looking at me now. Who am I talking to? Put up your hand. How many people am I talking to here? You, where you see they sleep with a woman, where not be your wife, and you see they come church. You they sleep with a woman, where not be your wife. You are coming here to open your mouth to pray. Pray to which God? Which God? Which God? Even shrine that they give you law. If that power will work, there is a law that we will keep. If you break that law, the thing not going to work for you. Now only Christianity, it doesn't matter, Abby. Shall we continue in sin that grace shall abound? It's grace now. It's grace. It's grace. It's grace. My own grace tells me to shun all. But the grace of God has appeared unto me. Hallelujah. Teaching us to shine all unrighteousness. Your own grace is making you swim in unrighteousness. Which grace is that? My own grace tells me it's amazing. I once was lost, but now I am found. That's what grace has done to me. Your own grace is only adding iniquity upon injury. Why are you coming to church? Go and join the club outside. Friday night you are here. Well, instead of you to be in a nightclub, you are coming here to waste your time here. When you are not ready to serve that God, why are you coming to call upon His name? It is separation time. And don't call them servants of devil. They are servants of God. Jeremiah, in a worry, is a servant of God. A big servant of God. Benihin is a servant of God. All those women pastors, they are servants of God. All of them, they are servants of God. All the women bishop, the women pastor, and the mommy Jews that have people following them, despite what is written in this Bible. The Bible does not permit a woman to be a pastor. But there is a woman pastor, and all of you are following. She is ordained. It's an angel of God to pack those group of people and separate them somewhere. Praise the Lord. Let us stand up. It is in that mist that God raised a man in this age. William Marion Branham. You can say whatever you like to say about him, but you cannot stop the program of God that produced him. I am evidence of that ministry. If not for that ministry, I don't know where I would have been now. The confusion that would have been part of. And you have this opportunity. Why is this man talking like that? I'm talking like that so that any true child of God that is playing with your eternal destination, you will repent. That's why I'm speaking like that. And the evidence that you are a child of God, see, your heart is already disturbing you. Something is telling you, like I say, they play with your life. What did this man they talk not true? What did this man they talk not true? Like I say, they play with my life. Oh, that's evidence you are a seed of God. It's evidence. Because serpent seeds will stand before God and challenge God. Like Cain. Am I my brother's keeper? Even when God told him, why are you behaving like this? Do what your brother did, Abel did, and then your own sacrifice will be accepted. Did he change? He didn't change. And the apostle said they have gone the way of Cain. Deviance. No matter what you show them in the Bible, deviance. Can you imagine a preacher saying that water baptism is not important? And they are following him. Thousands are following him. They don't know that he's gathering a group. This matter will be solved one day. This matter will end one day. The rapture will strike. Hallelujah. I will continue next time. Keep coming. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. Just take before we continue. Anything that will make me not to go in the rapture, Father, keep it away from me. Let's take this song. See me through,
Lord Jesus. See me through. See me through.
Sing it, everybody.
See me through, Lord Jesus.
Pleasing before you. Hezekiah was sure he lived a life pleasing before God. Job was sure he lived a life pleasing before God. Therefore, he could challenge God. He said, bring forth your strong reasons for God to bless you. Which reason will you give? Have you made God first in your life? He said, in all your ways,
acknowledge him.
How have you acknowledged God in your life? Everything you have, you believe that you work hard for it. You think you have sense. That's why you have wisdom. You are intelligent. You have connection. That is where you are, where you are. You see? That is why it's very difficult for you to find time to pray. Because you are not depending on God. You know you are not depending on him. You are depending on your uncle that is connected somewhere. You are depending. You are rushing to go and see him. So, God, I'll see you later. God, in the name of the Father. So Holy Ghost, in the name of the Father. So, Holy Ghost. Then, you're jumping your car. Our Father, who are you? Hallowed be thy name. May not say I don't pray. I pray. Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with thee. Holy Ghost, fire. Holy Ghost, fire. Holy Ghost, fire. Pursue them. Holy Ghost. Uncle, I'm coming. Oh, Holy Ghost, fire. Pursue them. That is how some people walk with God. You can't create time for him, and you want him to create time for you. You'll be holding Bible. From January last year to December last year, how many chapters you finish? The only time you open your Bible is when you go to church. And some, come and see, we have more than 200, I mean, reach 1,000 now, for security there. Somebody will come to church and forget his Bible. Security will come and pack it, because they don't pack it and keep thinking they will come for it. People have no value again because they have no time for God. They left the Bible on the seat there to run and go and see a prophet, Timothy. So when he finished with his office from there, what did they find? The man don't tell him. What did he tell him? Now your uncle, they do you. So he doesn't need his Bible again. You don't have time for God. And you want God to have time for you. It can't work like that. Even ATM machine. You must have a relationship before that money can come out. Can't come out. There must be a relationship. Before the money come out, you have been putting money. It's not in that machine. Now, inside that machine, they put. Inside that machine, how do they put? There's somewhere else you are putting it. There's a relationship you have been having. You have been having with the bank. There is a way you are supposed to relate that will enable that machine to talk back to you. That's right. Somebody cultivate a relationship with God. I'm not preaching about church membership. I am preaching about relationship with God. If you have a relationship with God, my relationship with you will be sweeter. When you have a problem, I join my faith with you and pray. Something will happen. Something must happen. But when you don't have a relationship, I have a relationship, it can't work. It can't work. It just cannot work. I'm saying it now. If you repent now, that problem that refused to go, if what I'm saying is the truth, if you truly repent, God will let it go to confirm that what I'm telling you is the truth. He's a merciful God. If your life is pleasing before him, if your life is pleasing before him, so you ask yourself now, how do you relate with other children of God? Come this far, you are still duping one another, you are still cheating one another. You come this far, you are deceiving one another, you still lie in the name of the Lord, you still carry the name of the Lord in vain. You are coming now to do vigil before which God that doesn't know that you are a liar, that God doesn't know that you are a thief, that God doesn't know you are an adulterer. Even women who are married go after men outside and go to church. In this ministry, they come for counseling. Men here who are married have girlfriend, a man going to church, hold Bible, take communion. pray in the name of Jesus and you still go and carry girlfriend outside. What happened? They curse you. You are playing with fire. You are calling the name of the Lord in vain. Why will you disgrace God like that? Everybody knows you to be going to church and yet you are living like a devil. Why will they? Are you ordained to disgrace the name of the Lord like that? Even now, he sees your heart. If you will just ask for mercy, ask him, I have this weakness. And ask him, have mercy on me. I've taken you too much for granted. And even here now, how many times did he appear to somebody here? See how far his mercy has gone. In your dream, he has visited you. Even a visitation, physical visitation. You saw the light. He came, he spoke to you. See how far he has gone. And when you wake up in the morning, you continue. One day you will hear that voice again. His mercy will be over. Then judgment begins. Which excuse will you have? That you came here, you didn't hear the truth? Am I condemning you? I'm not condemning you. I'm giving you opportunity to rearrange your life. Let's talk to God, somebody. There is a race I must run.
This is the victory.
There is a victory to be won.
Every hour.
I don't know whoever it is. Maybe you came here for the first time. And for the first time, you are hearing something that has hit you so hard. You have made up your mind now. You want to be serious with God. Maybe it is only because of you I've been saying some things that I said. You made up your mind. One day I heard this like this. I came out. My life never changed again. Never remained the same, I mean to say, again. Why don't I give that person opportunity to also come before the altar and tell the Lord, I've surrendered totally. The rest of us, please, can you stand up, sisters? Over and again,
I give you my life.
God bless you, brother. Just kneel down and talk to God. God bless you, sister. Kneel down and talk to God.
Over and again,
submit your life to Him. Tell Him why you came out now. Why are you out now?
Over and again. I give you my life.
Somebody stand in there and pray. Hey, and rededicate yourself. I've decided to serve you, Lord. I've decided to serve
you. Over and again, I belong to you.
Over and again.
Over and again, I give you my life. Over and again, I give you my soul. Over and again, I belong to you. Over and again, I give you my life. Over and again, I give you my soul. Over and again, over and again, I belong to you.
Over and again,
over. Over and again, I give you my soul.
Talk to God. You know you're not kneeling down before me.
Over and again,
you're watching me from the screen.
I belong to you.
From everywhere around the world, even in your room where you are now, that's your altar. He
your room where you are now. That's your altar. Where you are now, before that television set, before that computer set, that is your altar. Why not give your life to Christ? You may not have another opportunity again. Why not make a decision now for the last time?
I give you my soul over and again, over and again.
Kneeling down before me, Father, and kneeling down before you, Lord. I made a decision like this in 1989. You honored that decision. You gave me your Holy Ghost. Turned me, turned my life around from the devil to face you. And I've not regretted it. Let it be their testimony also from today in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I kneel down here, Heavenly Father, whatever it is that has weighed them down, disturbed their spiritual life, as they will stand up from the altar, let them not stand up with it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, glorify your name in their lives. Give them your spirit. Give them that power of conversion. Make yourself real to them, Lord. Let them also testify that after that day in Brother Assembly, I went there that day, my life has not been the same again. By your touch upon every one of them. You see their hearts. Touch them, Heavenly Father. We commit them into your hands and we know they will be safe. Help them in their walk with you. Make it sweet, Lord. Let them build a relationship with you Let them have confidence in you, Father, by the way you begin to deal with them from today. In Jesus' name we pray. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ we pray. God bless you. Stand up. Church, wait. Can you clap your hands for Jesus, church?
To follow Jesus.
I was still going to tell you that your decision is consummated with water baptism. We do that here every Tuesday. But if there is any of you that came here today, and you may not be chanced to be here this coming Tuesday, even now we will baptize you. If that person is here, the water is ready, the baptismal cloth to change is ready. Concerning the things of salvation, you don't procrastinate about it. If there is anybody here, even if it's one person, we will take you now to the water. Let that person come out. That's what I wanted to say. Thank you. One. Who else? Two. For water baptism. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, yeah. 10, 11, 12. You see? Out. Heaven will open. A voice will announce to the whole kingdom of darkness, this is my child in whom I am well pleased. Somebody will receive the Holy Ghost this night as you come out of that water. And I decree that no problem that follow you inside that water will follow you out in the name of Jesus. There's any other person you came here today, you want to use the opportunity to be baptized because you can't come maybe on Tuesday. Opportunity is here now because we want to go and baptize. Come out. The baptismal cloth is ready. The water is ready. I don't know what you are waiting for. I don't know what you are waiting for. You don't know what holds when you live here. This may be the only opportunity you have. And you are not under the blood of Jesus. How can the blood speak for you? And you see, I am not pulling people to come. I am not reporting to any headquarters the number of people that I took for water baptism. We don't even have certificate to give you. We don't have register. We are not reporting anywhere. But I will know this work we did today when we get there. When we get there. But my joy is that the hand of the enemy upon somebody here today will be broken. And that blood will speak for you from today. That from today your life will begin to be meaningful. Hallelujah. What you are doing is, as you enter that water and come out, you are announcing to the whole world and the whole heaven that you belong to Jesus. Therefore, no shrine, no demon, no power of darkness has power over you anymore. Now you can possess your possession. And your possession is God's promises in the scripture. Father, I thank you. Father, confirm the word of your servant. wait for them there now by the waterside, Lord. Let that angel that went to the pool of Bethesda go to this water now. And turn that water, Father, to healing water, deliverance water, restoration water, revival water, salvation water, Holy Ghost water. In the name of Jesus Christ. You've made a decision, you will never go back again. God will help you to keep to that decision. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Go inside the water and come out. Follow those pastors. Now. Let the baptism take place. Oh, yes.